Just sit over here, yeah.
Put it down. I knew
you were. We should say some Tehillim at the end.
Yeah.
Let me announce before I start learning tonight that this coming Thursday, another 2 days, I'm going to Eretz Yisrael for a week. So I won't be here next week. I won't be able to be this year. But the week after, I'll be back. We hope so. Maybe we'll start the Mishnah and Samach Amud Aleph. Where we got the Samach Aleph Amud Aleph. Samach Aleph Amud Aleph on the bottom. The Mishnah. Last week we learned the Gemara on the top of Samach Aleph. The Gemara had two girsas in the Mishnah. So now we'll start from the Mishnah and we'll work out the two ways to read the Mishnah. There's a gigantic city near a tiny city. And the gap in between the two cities is less than 2,000 amos. So you can go from one city to the other. But how far can you go already? So you can only go 2,000 amos. So what if the 2,000 amos ends in the middle of the city? It's far out. That's the end of the story. The last line of the Mishnah says, a person has a Tchum Shabbos, and the Tchum Shabbos ends in the middle of the house. And it goes up until here. So even in the middle of a room, you can only walk out Khan, you can't walk further, even though it's mamish one big room. We had it in the beginning of the parak. If a person was taken mechutz l'tchum, somebody hijacked someone else, they kidnap him, and they take him to Tibet, and they put him in a house, so he's chutz l'tchum already. He's already chutz l'tchum. So then he can walk the whole house. The whole house, if they put him in the middle of a midbar, he can walk only dalar amas. If they put him in the middle of a rishus hayachid, so the whole rishus hayachid is kadalar amas dami. But here, the last time the Mishnah is talking, the Tchum Shabbos ends in the middle of the house. So he let him not violate Tchum Shabbos. Let him only go till that point and not go further. So now the Mishnah starts off like this. You have the gigantic city next to the small city, and the distance between the two is less than 2,000 amos, so they can walk from the large city to the small city. Shabbos, how far can they go? So the Mishnah has, Anshir, Gedoy L'mahalchim is Kol Ir Ktano. The people from the small city, it's less than 2,000 amos to the big city, so they can walk through the whole big city. How can it be? But the 2,000 amos are going to end somewhere. The 2,000 amos is going to end in the middle of the city, and the people from the big city, it's less than 2,000 amos to the small city, they can walk the whole distance of the small city. How can it be? Neither line in the Mishnah makes any sense. The way we have gifts does make sense. So the Mishnah, the next line says, Ketzad. How is that? Ketzad means Ke'ezetzad. Ke'ezetzad. Ketzad is a combination of two words. Ke'ezetzad. In which fashion? In which case? There's a Mishnah in Pleiris where it has it spelled out Ke'ezetzad. And then in later generations they made it into one word, Ketzad. How can it be that you can walk the whole distance of the whole city, but you're going to reach a point that Atkan L'yasi Yapai Mam is up? So it says, no. We're talking about a special case. Mishahoy B'yegdo'elo. But that's when it says, Ruva Birktano. That's the story. I left my box of matzahs, I left my jar of gefilte fish, whatever I want to make, or a sack of fruits or vegetables. So you have to make an Erbet Chumen. So I cannot leave my box of matzahs and my Erbet Chumen, Alpai Mamo. I cannot leave it in a location where I can't walk myself. I have to leave it in a place, but the distance between one city and the other is less than Alpai Mamo. So I live in the Ir Gedol, I can go the whole Ir Gedol is Kedal Ramzdam. And you start to measure Tchum Shabbos outside of the Ir Gedol. So you can walk the whole distance. Even though I live in this end of the Ir Gedol, I can walk to the other end, that's not a problem. Then I measure Alpai Mama outside of the Ir Gedol. Alpai Mama takes me into the Ir Ktano. So I leave my box of matzahs in the middle of the Ir Ktano. So the Mishnah says, and since the Ir Ktano is considered Kedal Ramzdam, and I left my box of matzahs there, so the whole distance of the Yiktana plus 2,000 amos around it. I'm kind of shvis over there, and I can walk al pai mama around it. So that's how the Mishnah itself explains the first two lines. Mishai bir gedayla, I live in the big city. But I want to go to the small city and further in that direction. The Nosan say, well, there'll be a ton. I leave my box of matzah, my jar, get filter fish, whatever. My mazon shtei sudas that I'm using from the air they come in. I live in Birktano, or semicolon, or I live in Birktano, I live in a small city, and I can walk to the large city, it's less than a pai mamo. And I leave my box of matzahs in the large city. I leave it in the large city, so the whole large city is Kedal Rama's dummy. Just like if someone would live in the large city, so the whole large city is Kedal Rama's dummy. So if I live in a small city, I leave my box of matzahs, I leave Meir Vekhumen in the large city, so the Tanakama holds that the whole large city is considered Kedal Rama's dummy. Mahalach has Kula v'chutzala pai mama. Each one is kind of shvis in the other city, so the whole city is considered Kedal Rama's dummy, and then he has all pai mama around the city.
From the small city to the large city, where do I leave there?
In the beginning of the large city.
I don't need it, but I can walk from the small city to the large city. Where do I leave the...
Let's say from the small city to the large city is Elefama.
Yeah.
But all you have now is another Elefama into the big city.
Right.
So if I wouldn't have made an Erev Chumen, I'd only be able to go to this large city, another Elefama. So if I leave my box of matches anywhere in the first Elefama, so then it's considered as if that's my Mokum. So now the whole city, the whole Erev Doyle is considered my Mokum. Then I have a Pai Mama Baita. That's how the Tanakhama says.
What's the significance of
Yerushalayim?
What should be from year to year? You can have this thing.
Any two cities.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's why there's another Gersa that has Fakert on the side of the Gemara. That's the way that we'll have to go through the other Gersa. The other Gersa has that it's not so. That's not. We'll go through it soon. We'll go through it. See, the small city, let's say, is in Ganson, Elefama wide. Or 3,000 amas wide. The big city is like New York City, miles and miles and miles. So it says it doesn't make a difference how big your city is or how small your city is. If I live in any given city, the whole city is considered Kedal Rama's dummy. If all the houses are within 70 amas to each other, and then you make it into a rectangle, and then you make Alpai Mama around that, and a bigger rectangle around that. And if you live in the large city, same thing. So even if I live in the small city, and now if I leave my box of matzahs in the large city in a location where I can walk there, I can walk the whole small city, the whole thing is Kedal Rama's. It's within Alpai Mama to the edge of the small city. So then I treat the whole big city as if it's my dala, even though my city itself is much tinier than that. It doesn't matter. I live in the Ektana. It doesn't make a difference. Now that I leave the box of matzahs near Gedola, it's gigantic. The whole Yer Gedoyla is considered Kedal Rama, and they have Alpai Mama around that. You don't say that you can't exceed the size of your own city where you really live. No. Once you leave your box matzahs in the big city, that's considered your Mokum. So the whole Yer Gedoyla is Kedal Rama, and then you have Alpai Mama around that. That's what the Chachamim say. And Rabbi Akiva disagrees, and he says it's not so. If you live in an Yer Gedoyla, so the whole Yer Gedoyla is Kedal Rama. I don't live in the Yer Gedoyla. Let's say I'm visiting in the Yer Gedoyla. You're visiting for this Shabbos. Are you there? Leil Shabbos? Shine. Let's say I sleep in the Yer Ketana. I live in the Yer Ketana. But I want to have a Tum Shabbos in the Yer Gedoyla. So I go over there Friday evening when it comes Bein HaShemash, it says I come Friday night. I'm in the Yer Gedoyla. So if I'm in the Yer Gedoyla, it's like I live there. So then Rabbi Akiva says the whole Yer Gedoyla is Kedal Rama's dummy. And you have Alpai Mama around it. But if I live in the Yerkan, I just leave a box of matzahs in the Yerkdoyla, I leave a jar of filter fish, that's my Erev Chumen. So then there is no such halacha that the whole city is considered Kedal Rama's dummy. That din was only gezaktivar, and if I either live in the city or I'm sleeping in the city tonight. So I live there tonight, I'm living there. But if I'm not living there, just vicariously living there, I leave my Erev Chumen there, so it's considered Ke'ilo, I live there. So then this halacha doesn't apply, that the whole city is Kedal Rama's, and then you draw a Pai Mama around it. Rabbi Akiva is Machmer over here.
Rabbi Akiva is saying that if you go to Shvi's some places, what effect does it have? Just that you can go up to 2,000
Amas? 2,000 Amas, that's it. The halacha that we had many times over, that you consider the whole Mokum Kedal Rama's dummy, let's say a person is traveling, and then it comes Friday afternoon late and is getting Shkia, so he stops traveling, and he stops in the middle of a field. And it happens that they harvested the field, they harvested in such a way that they have piles of hay piled up all around the whole field. The piles of hay are 10 tefachim tall, and it makes a mechitza. No one had in mind to make a mechitza. Dimikred, that's the way it turned out. So we had a brisa in the first perek that that's considered Shabbos biko, Shabbos betel. And there were walls around, no one put it up the shame mechitza, but that's what it is. Even though it's a gigantic field and it's all cleared off, if you have all the mechitzas, that's considered kedalat amas dami, and then you measure your apai mama away from that. Or let's say, if I sleep in the middle of a city, or that's where I live in the middle of a city, so the whole city is kedalat amas dami. But Rabbi Kiva says, if I leave my erevei tchumen there, and I myself am not near on Leil Shabbos, then this halacha does not apply. You don't treat the whole city as if it's, you don't treat the whole Mishu Sayachit, or the whole city as if it's dalat amas. You only have a dalat amas around your box of matzahs, and then you have a pai mama around that. That's all.
But according to Rabban, if I leave the earth in the big city is dalat amas, my city is also dalat amas. I live in a small city, I put my earth in a big city.
Right.
Is my city still dalat amas for me? I'm living here now?
No.
No, but
no.
It's not.
No.
So it's 2,000 amos from the outside of the big city is where I have to stop.
Right. So that my 2,000 amos may stop in the middle of my city. So if I wouldn't have made an Erevei Chatzes, I would have been able to walk the whole city with Apai Mama in all the four directions. And now that I leave an Erevei Chatzes, an Erevei Tchumen in the big city, and my Tchum ends off in the middle of the small city, so fa-fa, that's all. So I can't even go to the other side of the city. He lost. That's what we had in the previous mission. If you make an Erev to the east, then you lose. Mashu Marviach to the east, you mafsu to the west. So you can't go anymore. We just had on Samach HaMebeis, we had a Machlokes HaTanoim and a Braisa. What's the din? Either I'm here in the middle of the desert, or I leave an Erev Tchum in there, so I'm kind of Shvisa here. So, and I have Alpai Mama around it. Within that Alpai Mama, there's contained, Alpai Mama is a shtikla distance, kilometer. Kilometer is a mil, is Alpai Mama. So let's say there's a whole city contained within my Tchum Shabbos. So that was a machlekes satanem over here. So one Tana says, so what's the difference? What's there? You have your dalat amas, wherever you leave your box of matzahs or whatever, you're living in the middle of the desert. No city. You're in the middle of a desert. So you have your dalat amas here, and then you have Alpai Mama around it, and even if you have a whole city here, Slamala Vala Murray, your Tchum Shabbos ends at the end of 2,000 amas. So we are makel on that. We pass like the other Tana. If the entire city is contained within the Alpai Mama, I treat the whole city as if it's dalat amas, and you have right there further, you extend the city limits further. That was a machlokes HaTanaim, and whenever it comes to Inyane Tchumen, so we always go to Kula. That's what I think Mar is going to say on this Mishnah. Here there's a machlokes Rabbi Akiva is machmir.
He said that if somebody's in the field and they have to have their hay stacked up, so...
Right. If it's too big, if it's more than Beis HaSayim, the Mishkan, a Beis HaSayim is 50 by 50 Amos. The Mishkan was 50 by 100 Amos. So that's the sheer Beis HaSayim. So if it's exactly Beis HaSayim or smaller, even though the Mechitzas are Omdus Me'aleihem, no one put up the Mechitzas there. They harvested the Tvua, and they put it up in such a way that it turned out to be Mechitzas. It's not Hukaf Ledira. They didn't put up mechitzas l'shem kach. So then the din is, if it's Beis HaSayim or less, then it's considered a Rishus HaYochid, and then the whole thing is Kedalat Amas Dami, and you have Alpai Mama outside of that. What happens if the area that happens to be enclosed b'mikre, accidentally, Shaloi b'miskaven, is larger than Beis HaSayim, so then it's no good. Then it's midrabanan, it's not considered a mechitza, and the area enclosed is not considered a Rishus HaYochid midrabanan. In the Torah, it is a Rishus HaYochid. But since with the Rabbanim, we treat it like a karmelist, so we declare the mechitzas are not acceptable, they're not considered valid, and he only has the mokum where he's sleeping, and the mokum that he left his box of matzahs, his erev tchumen, whatever it is, he has dalat amas there, and he has alpai mama around it.
And if you put up mechitzas for kavana, I mean, does it have to be kavana makes it into a base there, or?
If you put up the mechitzas, if there was a house there first, or you put out the mechitzas haldas to have a home there. If it's first you have the base dira, and then you have the mechitzah around it, then even if it's gigantic, it's also good. Yeah, if it's a base dira, even if it's yoshim a base asayim, it's not a problem. So the Mishnah quotes Rabbi Akiva Omer. Rabbi Akiva disagrees with the Tanakhama. He says it's not true if you leave your box of matzahs in another city. I live in this city, and not that I'm sleeping over in the other city. I just put a box of matzahs there. The shame there, v'etchumen. So then you don't have this din that you treat the whole city as if it's dalar amas. You measure. You have dalar amas around your box of matzahs. That's your basic mokum. Then you have alpaimam, however it turns out to be, it's going to be less than the city. The people that live in this gigantic city, the whole city is Kadalaramis, and they have alpaimam on the outside of the city. I only left a box of matzahs in the middle of that city, so I'm not the same as a real person, a real citizen of the city who really lives there, or a guest who's sleeping there tonight. Whoever lives there, the whole city is Kadalaramis, and then you have alpaimam around it. So the Gemara is going to say in the last line that someone wanted to be Mahmed, the last line in this parish. One of the Amoraim decided he's going to be Machmer like Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi screamed at him. He said, what do you make a Machlaikas? We don't pass like Rabbi Akiva. What do you make a Chumris? The din is not accepted like Rabbi Akiva. Nobody passes like Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah, and Rashi says, why? Rashi and Tosafot both say, why? Because Halachic Dirameko, but Erev, whenever there's a Machlaikas by Erev, not only, we had the Gemara before, not only by Erev Echatzeris, even by Erev Eitchumen, the Gemara had a half a minute to distinguish. Maybe Halachic Devamekel Be'erev is only in Erev Echatzeres because the whole institution of Erev Echatzeres was invented by Shlomo HaMelech. That's not rooted in any din deraisa at all. Masheni Kein, Erev Eitchumen, one time holds that Tchumen is deraisa. Even though we don't pass him like that, we pass him Tchumen is lav deraisa. But Tosis points out that it has a mocker, it has an asmachta in Chumash. That is a shvui shtachta v'ayetzi ishmul koma b'yom ha-shvi. So even though that's not the true pshat in the pasuk, it says that the mon didn't come down on Shabbos, and Moshe Rabbeinu said, Shvu ish tachta, no one should go to collect the mon. So the Gemara said at the end of the first parak in Eretz, that the Pashup shot and the Pasuk is, no one should go collect the mon, carrying pots and pans. You're not allowed to carry, because there was no Erev. So there's an Isur Haitzah in the Midbar. Al Yetzi Ishmim Koma means he shouldn't carry anything. But in addition to the Pshut Tushon Mikro, we also see it's an Asmachta for this din de Rabbanon, Al Yetzi Ishmim Koma, no one should go, Chutz Letchum. Asmachta doesn't mean, that's what the Ritva has a famous comment in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Tazayin. Asmachta doesn't merely mean that it's only a mnemonic device to remember what the din de Rabbana was. If that would be the whole story of Asmachta, so why are you more machmer on a din de Rabbana that has an Asmachta than on a din de Rabbana that doesn't have Asmachta? You can make an Asmachta on the New York Times, make a Rosh Tebes, a Gematria. You can take any newspaper and make an Asmachta. The answer is, like the Ritva says, Asmachta means... Asmachta means that that was the author's intention. When the Ribbono Shel Olam dictated the Chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu, that's what he meant. Sometimes he meant that you should read in between the lines and come up with a real din d'oraisa, and sometimes he meant you should dig deeper and read in between the lines and see what direction, what kivun the Ribbono Shel Olam wants you to go, and he's recommending you should go. That's a din d'rabbono, not a din d'oraisa, because the basis, we discussed it when we learned the Gemara before, the basis of all the dinim of the Rabbanon is, what is the binding force of all the dinim of the Rabbanon? The dinim of the Torah of the Rabbanon Shalom tells us he wants us to observe. The dinim of the Rabbanon the rabbis invented. So how do you say, Asher Kedishonu v'metzoyseh v'tzivonu? The Rabbanon Shalom didn't command us to observe all the dinim of the Rabbanon. So the Gemara says, Loisosu. It says, Loisosu ma'adam v'shigir l'chayam nismah. So Ramban writes, but that's not pshat in Loisosu, that's on Asmachta, he says. The Gemara says in Brochus, and Daf Chof and Brochus, that all the dinim of the Rabbanon asmuchu akro de loisos. It's only an asmachta, because the real pshat on loisos means a different thing. It says in Chumash, ki polim im chadov ala mishpot, if you don't know what the din is, the kam to be alisa, you don't know what the din is, the hilchos Shabbos, the hilchos kashrus, so go to the Bez Nagorl, and whatever they task him, that's what you have to follow. But a din de Rabbanon, you know what the din is. It doesn't exist. There is no din de Rabbanon. So you're never going to ask the Bez Nagorl. So the pasuk loisos doesn't go on a din de Rabbanon. So that's what the Ramban says. Loisos is only an asmachta. So if it's only an asmachta, so what's the binding force of the din of the Rabbanon? So the Ramban doesn't explain it. So in the later Achreinim, the Mabit has in his sefer, Rabbi Chana Vassaman explains in his sefer. In others, they quote a medrash, how does one fulfill the mitzvah of Abbas Hashem? It's not only a chovis alavavis, it's chovis ayivarim. You have to do something to demonstrate that you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How does one demonstrate that he loves his spouse? How do you demonstrate that you love your children, that you love your parents? You surprise them by doing something that they didn't ask you to do. My wife asked me 10 times to take down the garbage. I finally take it down. Said, that doesn't show that I love her. I'm going to get another 10 times if I don't do it. If someone asks me to do something, I do it. I don't want them to pester me forever. So that doesn't show that I love them. If I do something that I know would make them happy, I surprise them. I give a gift or whatever, some surprise, that they ain't a mitzvah. So that shows that you love that person. So that's what the Baal HaTanya, the Mesillas Yerushalmi, they quote Midrashim like that. The way to demonstrate that you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to go above and beyond what he asked you to do. The Baruch Hashem told us to do this, and we volunteer, Klal Yisrael volunteers more than he asked us to do, because we see that's the direction that he wants us to go. So we go even further than what he required of us to do. So that's a demonstration of our love towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the binding force of all of the... Okay, you got to be careful that it shouldn't be a violation of Baal Teisa. Okay, okay. That's also a discussion in Rishonim. When the Chachamim make a Takana Drabbana, is there a violation of Baal Teisa or not? That's a big machlekes in the Gemara Sukkot. Rashi says you have to be careful not to violate Baal Teisa. So the Dinim Derabbanan have to be instituted in such a way not to be in violation of Baal Teisa. And other Rishonim say, what kind of Baal Teisa? The Chachamim are authorized to make Takana Derabbanan, so it's never going to be Baal Teisa. Baal Teisa is a person does on his own. But if whatever the Chachamim require of us to do, that's not called Baal Teisa. So Rashi holds not so. Rashi holds that he can
they make
only...
They make it a nice, and then it becomes Baal Teisa. In other words, if they add an extra day of sukkah because they said Taurus and so, then it becomes a Baal Teisa.
Right, that's how the Rambam says. The Rambam writes, the Rambam, the Kuzari, and the Rashba, all the Chachmishva, they all write like that. There's no Baal Teisa than a Takana the Rabbanan. But Desmond can be in violation of Baal Teisa, the Rambam says, if they'll be misrepresenting the din derabbanan as if it's a din deraisa. They'll be machmer on the din of derabbanan just like one is machmer and din deraisa. That they're not allowed to do. The Rambam says that'll be a violation of Baal Teisa.
Well, we have many machlekes with the derabbanan and derabbanan, right?
We have a lot of machlekes,
so,
right?
So sometimes can we be worried that when they try to make it a deraisa that the yoga of Baal Teisa?
There's a sefer that was written in the 1700s by one of the Al-Ghazi Rabbanim. They had a whole family of Rabbanim. The Marit Al-Ghazi was the famous one, but they had others also. So the name of the sefer is Ara de Rabbanon. It's an encyclopedia, one volume encyclopedia, alphabetically arranged. For every letter of the alphabet, he has 50 paragraphs. Every single din, he goes through whether it's the Raisa de Rabbanan. Kriya Shema, whether it's the Raisa de Rabbanan. Tefillah, whether it's the Raisa de Rabbanan. Malach and Chalamayt, whether it's the Raisa de Rabbanan. Asmach to Lekanya. Every single din, whether it's the Raisa de Rabbanan. So he'll quote either the Farish A, B, or a Machlekes. Some say the Raisa, some say the Rabbanan, and sometimes going to have that it's a Machlekes. Yeah, everything is a big deal, whether it's right. But you're not in violation about this. He made a mistake. Someone thought that it was the Raisa, he made a mistake. If I misrepresent on purpose, I know that it's only the Rabbanan, and I misrepresent and I advertise everybody has to be machmer. So that's a violation of Baal Teisa. But if you have a machlekes and one honestly thinks that it's really a din deraisa, even if he made a mistake, even if he's wrong, can't say he violated Baal Teisa. He made a mistake in judging. I mean, every Yom Tov Sheni should be a Baal Teisa. So Rashi, in the end of Sukkot, the last time of Sukkot, Rashi says you have to observe Yom Tov Sheni in such a way as not to violate Baal Teisa. How do you do that? The Rosh over there disagrees with Rashi. What kind of Baal Teisa? The Rosh, Besef Yamav, moved to Spain. So he picked up a lot from the Chachmei Sfarad. Rashi and Teisus hold that there is a problem of Baal Teisa on the Dinim Drabbanan. Can only observe Yom Tov Sheni in such a way that you shouldn't violate Baal Teisa. And the Rosh holds like the Lachli Chachmei Svar that there's no Baal Teisa. Yep. So this is Machlekes Rabbi Akiva in the Tanakam. Rabbi Akiva says, there's no such thing. I leave my Erev in another city. The whole city is to Dal Aram. It's not true. The whole city is only to Dal Aram. If I'm sleeping there on Friday night, Shabbos, or if I live there. But if I put my box of mat, put my Erev in Chatzeres, isn't it? Omar Lahem Rabbi Akiva, so Rabbi Akiva argues with them and he says, don't you agree to me? Wouldn't you admit to me if a person leaves his box of matzahs in a cave in a ma'ora that you only have wherever you leave your bakamata, you have dalaramas on dalaramas around it. That's my makam. And then al yetzish makomo, you have alpaimam around it. That's an old din. Everybody knows that from before. So what are you telling me? That you leave your box mats in the middle of the city, the whole city is Gadalam is not true. If it's even a Ma'ari, even though the Ma'ari is a Rosh Hashayachid, he had to mind me, don't you admit to me that this was a din Makubal from the earlier generations? Sheila Lamakim Ruba Paimam, Omlo, no! You're making a mistake. That halacha that we have from the earlier generation, that's only a Ma'ari when nobody lives there. If it's a cave where no one dwells there. Emasai, Omlo, so the Chachamim disagreed. Emasai, when is that? When do we have this tradition from the earlier generation that he leaves his baksamatzis in the ma'ara? So you measure dalaramas around the baksamatzis, measure alpaimama, that's bizman she'im bodiyurim, nobody lives there. Aval yesh bodiyurim, but if there are people living there, then the whole ma'ara is considered like a city. If you have a city where people live there, the whole city is considered kedalaramas. Mahalach is kula, the whole thing is kedalaramas. And then b'chutzal alpaimama. Nimtza, so the chachamim say like this, nimtza kal techa, Me'al Gaba. They disagree with Rebbe Akiva. If you have an underground ma'orah, you used to dig under the ground to make a ma'orah, so the people live in the ma'orah, so if you leave your box, it's a gigantic ma'orah under the ground. So if you leave your box of matzahs in the ma'orah, you don't say you only have dalaramas and then alpaimama, you have the whole gigantic ma'orah, is kedalaramas, and then you have alpaimama. What if you leave your box of matzahs on top of the ma'orah, and there's nothing there on top of the ma'ara, is a empty shetach, there's a midbar, just empty area, nobody lives there. So then you only have alpaimama. So nimtza kal techa me'al gaba. It's more kuladik if you leave your box matzahs in the ma'ara, as opposed to leaving the box matzahs on top of the ma'ara, which is the middle of the desert, but nobody lives there. Nobody lives there, so bein the Rebbe Akiva, bein the Rabbanan. You just have dalaramas and alpaimama around it. But if you leave it in the ma'ara, that's the machlokes Rebbe Akiva and the Chachamim. Then the Mishnah concludes, that's how Rashi explains it, even though there's a machlekes Rebbe Akiva in the Rabbanon, if you leave your Erev in another city, whether the whole city is kedalaramas or not, and then you measure alpaimam around it, however, if I left my Erev in this city, my Mokim Shvis is over here, and then the Tchum Shabbos ends in the middle of the city, v'lamode, but if you're measuring an alpaimam ends in the middle of the city, v'lamode tshomah, no, some alpaimam, even if the end of the tum ends in the middle of a city, or in the middle of a house, middle of a Rishus HaYochid, that's it. You can only go up until there, and not further. That they all agree. Nobody says that if the Erev ends in the middle of the city, you have until the end of the city. If the tum Shabbos ends in the middle of the city, ends. That's the end of the tum Shabbos. So the last line, everybody agrees to. So this is the Girsa that we have printed in our Mishnah. The first few lines of the Mishnah say, you have an Ir Gedolah next to the Ir Ktana. So you ask a question, what is it hak about an Ir Gedolah with an Ir Ktana? Let it just say, Shtei Ayoras, Hasmuch HaZulazu, Toch Alpai Mama. You can walk from here to there, you can walk from there to there. And they can leave the Erev in the other city, the beginning, they can leave their Erev there. So then, wherever you leave your Erev, so there are Tanakama, the Chachamim, we pass them like they say, the whole city is Kedal Ramazdami, then you have Alpai Mama. Rabbi Kiva disagrees, only if he slept over there. Then the whole city is Kedalam. Just left an Erev there, he left a box of matzah, a jar of gefilte fish. So you don't have the whole city Kedalam. So that's a little bit of a problem. Why does it say near Gedalam with an Ir Ktana? So I suggested means even though I really live in the Ir Ktana, and the whole size of my city is only so small, but if I leave my box of matzahs near Gedalam, so one might have thought you only have a right to extend it to say whatever size of the city that I really live in. So that part of the Ir Gedolah is my ear, and then you have Alpaimam around it. The Mishnah says, no, you have the whole Ir Gedolah. Okay, maybe that's it. So on the side of the Daf, they quote the other Girsa. The other Girsa is what we had in the Gemara here. The Gemara had, last week we learned this Machlekes HaTanoim. I'm kind of Shvis over here. This part. And then I have Alpaimam till here. And then the whole city swallowed up in the middle of my Tchum Shabbos. So there was one opinion. So what? Your Tchum Shabbos ends over here, so what does it matter? And we followed in the Kula, the Keshita, that if the whole city is contained within the Tchum Shabbos, we have Halacha that the whole city is considered Kedal Ramas Dami. So even though the whole city is a million Amas, you consider it as if it's only Dal Ramas, and you have another 1996 Amos to go. After it, if you have Alpaimama, You have another 1996. The whole million Amis wide of the city treated as if it's Dalar Amis. You just subtract Dalar Amis from your however much you have left on the Alpaimam. So that's how we pass. So one of the Amoraim said, "Wow, that's wild! I never heard Ein Ela Dibur Nevi'is. Where did he get such a wild idea? If the whole city is swallowed up within the tchum, he treats the whole city as Dalar Amis. But if the whole city is not swallowed up within the tchum, so then the tchum is going to end in the middle of the city. So one Tana says it doesn't make sense. So Rava said, "What do you mean it doesn't make sense? That's what the last four lines on Samach on the base. Omer Avidi." How did the Tana say such a wild idea? It's a difference whether the whole city is swallowed up or the tomb ends in the middle of the city. It doesn't make any sense. So Rava says, no, everything that he said before is Beferish and Mishnah. Trabayitanini, the two dinim that he said are Beferish. What are the Beferish and Mishnah? So on the last two lines, on Samach and Beis, he quotes this Mishnah, not the way we have it printed in Agamar. He quotes the Girsa that's written on the side. You see on the right-hand margin, on Samach Aleph, on an Aleph, on the right-side margin, on the Mishnah, they give you the cross-reference, so it says, Le'el Samach HaMebeis, then it says, Le'el, the Gemara Samach HaMebeis, Ubi Rishali Ubarif, the Ode, many manuscripts, the Girsa is different. The Ein Anshe, and it tells you, look, in the Temoshani Rishali, so what is the other Girsa? It says, the Gemara has it here, on the last line on Samach HaMebeis, Anshe Yogdele Mahalchem is Kolir Ktano, the Ein Anshi Yaktanim Halchem is called the Yigdala. It's a difference. Well, what does it mean? What's going on? So Rav explained what it means is the people that live in the Yigdala, so the whole Yigdala is Kedala Ramaz Dome. And then they have Alpai Mama, okay, to this direction. And then the whole Yigdala is swallowed up within the Alpai Mama. So because the whole Yigdala is swallowed up within Alpai Mama, so I treat it as if it's only Kedala Ramaz Dome. And you have another 1,996 Amis to go. The whole Seir Ketana is only treated like Dalar Amis. So that's the Mishnah. Anshi Yer Gedoyla, they didn't leave the Erev in the other city. No, they live in the Yer Gedoyla. But it's less than a Pai Mama to the Yer Ketana, and the whole Yer Ketana swallowed up within the Tchum. So Mahalchem is called the Yer Ketana. They walk the whole distance of the Yer Ketana. I treat the whole Yer Ketana as if it's only Dalar Amis, and you go weiter. But the Anshi Yer Ketana, Ein Mahalchem is called the Yigdala. They changed the opposite girsa. The Ein Anshi Yer Ketana Mahalchem is called the Yigdala, because that's going to be impossible. The Yigdala is a million Amis wide. It's impossible that the whole Yigdala is going to be Toch HaTchum of the Yer Ketana. So the Tchum Shabbos ends in the middle of the city in Farfal, and you can't go weiter. So that's what Rava comment. We paskin like that. We paskin like that funny din, the strange din. If the whole city is swallowed up within the tchum, then you treat the whole city as if it's Dalar Amis, and you go weiter. But if the whole city is not swallowed up, the tchum ends in the middle of the city, so be it, the tchum ends in the middle.
If the small city is within the tchum of the big city, it basically extends the tchum of the big city. Because if you're only going to count it as Dalar Amis, you're extending the tchum of the big city again.
Correct. That is correct.
But not vice versa. Because it's not entirely within the tchum.
Because the Yigdala will not be entirely within the tchum, correct? So that's the girsa that Rava had in the Mishnah. Then the Gemara says, "Nu and Ravidi thought that was ridiculous. The difference whether the whole city is swallowed up within the tchum or the whole city is not." Stachanof in the Mishnah, so he says he has a different girsa. He has the girsa the way it's printed in our Gemaras, and the whole girsa with a whole different shot. The Mishnah is talking about a case. The people from the Yigdala left their Erev in the Yigdala. The people from the Yigdala left their Erev in the Yigdala. And that's the Machlegs of Akiva and the Rabbanon. But Rava didn't have that Girsa. Rava knows that is the Machlegs of Akiva and the Rabbanon, but that's the third line in the Mishnah. Ketzad and so on, the second line in the Mishnah, that quotes the Machlegs of Akiva and the Rabbanon. And the first line and a half in the Mishnah, Rava held that was a different Mishnah. That was a different thing that distinguishes whether the whole city was swallowed up the whole city was swallowed up within the tchum or was not swallowed up.
Why do we passim like Rabba, not like
Rabbi? We always go to Hakil.
So Hakil would be the other way, you know?
No, this is more cooler.
Rabba, it ends. If it's not swallowed up, then it ends.
No, the other one says even if the whole thing is swallowed up.
So no one also says if you make it to the next one, it counts.
No. We are maker like Rava. It was a machlekes hatanoim. So Rav Dimi said, who is it? Ravidi. Ravidi said, it doesn't make any sense. What did he? How does he come up to say such a wild idea? So Ravidi says, it's not wild. It's enough in a Mishnah that says like that. So we should follow that opinion. And Ravidi said he doesn't have that girsa. Right? That's how the Gemara says on the fourth line from the top of Samach Aleph and Aleph. Fourth line from the top, the Gemara says, Viravidi. What does he do? It's an offer in the Mishnah. That's what Rav says. So he says, no. Anshe Tani. He doesn't have the Ein Anshe. He has the gears of the way it's printed in our Mishnah. Anshe Yerkdana Mahalchim is called the Anshe Yerkdana. And he understands, Umukim Lo Benoise. And it's talking about a case that he left the box of matzahs in the other city. And Gansan, the way the Mishnah continues, Ketzad. Ketzad is explaining the pshat in the first two lines. And Rava says, not so. Rava has the second line in the Mishnah says, the Ein Anshi Yagdala, Mahalchim is called Yagdala. He has the opposite gears in the Mishnah. So now the Gemara is going to have a new Machlekes Amaroyim. Assuming that the din is, we have already outvoted Rabbi Akiva. Okay, because Halach Gibra Meikel Be'er. That's the last three lines in the Perek. The Gemara tells the story that one of the Amaroim, maybe we should do the story first. Let's see. Mar Yehuda, the last five lines. And Samach Alechem Beis in the Perek, the last five lines in the Perek. Mar Yehuda, is one of the Amaroim. Ashkechina lebenei Mevarachta. Mevarachta is the name of the city. And that's Samach Alechem Beis. And that's Samach Alechem Beis. So the last five lines. So the Gemara says, Mar Yehuda was an Amora. Ashkechinu lebnei Mevarachta, the people from the city Mevarachta. So they used to, Mevarachta was near another city. So it's Tochatchum. So they used to go to the other city. There was a big shul in the other city. So they used to go, Erev Shabbos, and leave a jar of filter fish, or a box of matzah, whatever. That was the Erev Etchon. So they used to leave it in the shul. And it was a gigantic shul. So one of the Amoraim recommended, instead of leaving it in this side of the shul, the shul was, let's say, a whole city block, he says, put it at the other end of the shul. Put it further, why don't you leave it in the Makam Amishtama, that the dogs won't eat it, that the people won't gather it. So he said, instead of leaving it at this part of the shul, so you only have Alpai Mama past the box of matzahs, leave it in the other end of the shul, or leave it deeper in, so you'll have even further. So that's according to Rabbi Akiva, according to the Rabbanon, if you leave your box of matzahs in another city, the whole city is Kedal Ram is Dami, and then it doesn't matter what part of the city you leave it in. You just have to leave the box of matzahs in that part of the city that's close enough to you that you can walk there on Friday night. If I'm living in this city, in my tchum, my alpai mama, if I would be kind of shvisa where my house is, so the whole city is Kedal Ram is. Okay, the whole, even if I live over here, the whole city is Kedal Ram is. So the whole city is Kedal Ram is. I have my alpai mama, if this would be my makam, that city, my alpai mama would end over here. So anywhere here I can leave my Erev. I can't leave my Erev over here, because the Erev is only good if I leave my box of matzahs in the location where I can walk. If this would be my makam, I could have walked there. But if I'm going to leave it outside of my tchum, it's not good. So here, so once you leave your box of matzahs in this city, so we pass like the Chachamim, the whole city, wherever you're going to leave it in the city, you can't leave it past your Alpai Mam, it's no good. You can't reach it on Friday night. Alpidin, you can't reach it. But anyway, here, if you leave it, so we pass like the Chachamim and Rebbe Akiva, the whole city is Kedal Rams, then you have Alpai Mam around it. Rebbe Akiva would tell you, no, if you leave your Erev over here, you only have Alpai Mam around here. If you leave it over here, you have Alpai Mam around here. You can go further. So this Amora told them, Marsh Yehuda Ashkechinu L'Meivim Varachta, he saw the Balabatim from that city, the Komosvi Erevayu Bebe Knishta, they used to leave the Erev in a big shul, the Bei Avugar. Some balabas built the shul, Mr. Abu Gar. So he used to leave the Erev in that shul. Amalahu, so he recommended instead of leaving your Erev on this side of the shul, leave it on that side of the shul so you get more, your Alpai Mama will end further. That's what he told him. Gav is in the inside. So he says, Gavu Batvei, go deeper into the shul. Leave your box of matzahs further into the shul so you'll have Alpai Mama further. Kech delishtri lechu tvei. So he'll be able to go further on Shabbos. Because he wants to be machmal like Rebbe Akiva. That only if you live in the city, then the whole city is Kedal Ramas. But if you leave an Erev in the city, the whole city is not Kedal Ramas. So if you leave your Erev further into the city, you'll have further Kedal Ramas. So Rava told him, Rava was angry at him. He said, what are you being machmal like Rebbe Akiva? We don't pass like Rebbe Akiva. Amalei Rava, Palgo, machta machlekes, he's making a naya chumra over here. The Erev in leis nechosh lehod Rebbe Akiva. We don't pass like this sheet as Rebbe Akiva. We pass on like Nachami, so you shouldn't be Machmas. So now the Gemara is going to have on the top line, the Gemara is going to have a further Machlokes within the Rabbanon who are Mekel, that if you leave the Erev there, the whole city is Kedal Ramas Dami, that is going to be a further Machlokes. What if I leave my Erev in an empty house, nobody lives there? Or in a city that has walls around it, a real city has Mamish Mechitzas around it, there's one big fat Rishus HaYochid, nobody lives in the city. Is that also you say the city is Kedal Ramas Dami? Or they only say the city is Kedal Ramas Dami if it's inhabited, if there's a Miyusha, but if there's no, nobody lives there, so it's not. So that's a further Machlaikas, and whenever there's a Machlaikas in Eredin and Tchumu, we Paschen Lekula. So the accepted opinion, and the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch is Lahakal over here. So this is Machlaikas HaMarayim within the Rabban and the Rabbi Akiva. Rabban and Rabbi Akiva will make if you leave Eredin, a city where people live, the whole city is Kedal Ramas. So he says, Am Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel, Shavas Bir Chareva. Shavas means if I slept overnight there. If I slept overnight, the Ir Chareva, a city that was destroyed. How destroyed was it? All the people moved out. Nobody lives in the city anymore, but the buildings are still there. And the Mechitza, the Chaymas of Ir is still there. So the Chaymas of Ir is still around the city. The whole city is Mukaf Mechitza. But it's but nobody lives there anymore. So he says, even though the Rabban, the Rabbi Kiva were Mekel, that if you leave the Erev in a city, the whole city is Kedal Ramzam. That's if it's near Miyushevis, that people live there. But if it's a near Chareva, then what would the din be? Let's see. So he says, Shavas, if I slept overnight, that's a different din. Mahalach is Kula. That was the brisa that we had in the first pair. A person is traveling on Friday afternoon late, and then it's coming Shkia. So he realizes he can't travel anymore. So he stops where he is in the middle of a field. Then he wakes up Shabbos morning, and he says that they harvested the field in such a way that they have haystacks all around and around, and it's a Mokam Mukam Mechitzas. If it's Yosem Bebeis HaSayim, it's not called Mukam Mechitzas. So he only has, wherever he was sleeping, that's his Dalar Amas al Dalar Amas, and there are Paimam around it. But if it's less than Beis HaSayim, so then the Mechitza Anasis Me'eleho is considered a good Mechitza, because it's not a carpet, it's less than Beis HaSayim. So the whole thing is considered Kedal Ramas, and then it has all Paimam outside of it. So that's what Shmuel says. Amar Rabbi Yudah Mishmuel, he quotes the name of Shmuel. If Shavas Be'ir Chareva, if he slept overnight in the city, nobody lives in the city anymore, but the walls are up. So then, Malach is Kula, B'chutzala Paimama. The whole Mokum is a Mokum Mukav. The whole thing, however big it'll be, is Kedal Ramas, and then you have a Paimama around it. But if not Shavas, if only Hinich is a Ruva Be'ir Chareva, he's living where he lives. He lives in his home. He just left his box of matzahs in the near Chareva, then the Rabbanon's opinion doesn't apply. The Rabbanon only say, if you leave your box of matzahs in the middle of a city that's inhabited, the whole city is Kedal Ramas, then you have Alpai Mam around it, that's if people live there. But if it's in near Chareva, the Rabbanon would agree to Rabbi Akiva there, that you only have Alpai Mam around the Kedal Ramas. And the Amora, Rabbi Loza disagrees with Shmuel. Rabbi Loza lived in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Loza was a Talmud of Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon was a student of Rabbi Yudah Nasi. And Shmuel was a student of Rabbi Yudah Nasi. Om Rabbi Yudah Om Shmuel, Rabbi Yudah is the second generation of Amram. So Rabbi Yudah is quoting in the name of Shmuel. He's Machmer, that the Shitas Chachamim and the Mishnah only applies if it's a near Miyushevis. It's a near Chareva, doesn't apply. And Rabbi Loza the Amora, also the second generation of Amram, he's disagreeing with Hakam. He says, Echot Shabbos, Vechot Hiniach. It doesn't make a difference, but he slept over in the city. If he slept over in the city, that was the Gemara, the Bryce in the first place. He sleeps over on an open field, on a farm, and they have the bundles of hay put accidentally in a circular arrangement, and it's considered Mokum Mukav. So the whole area, provided that it's not Yosem Beis HaZayim, correct? So the whole area is considered Kedal Ramas Dami, and has Alpai Mam around it. But so that part, Shabbos, that's enough in the Braisa. So Rabbi Loza de Amara says, Echad Shabbos v'echad hiniach, even if he just b'mikre, he leaves his Erev Tchumen in the middle of a Mokum Mukav, and nobody lives there at all. Accidentally, happens to be a Mokum Mukav. It's a Mokum Chorig. Nobody lives there. It doesn't make a difference. Echad Shabbos v'echad hiniach doesn't make a difference. Malach is kulam chutzal apay mamo. Freg di Gemara akashe. How can Rabbi Loza say that? Isn't it against an often a Mishnah? Rabbi Kiva says in the Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva is disagreeing with the Chachamim. We just read the Mishnah on Amin Aleph. Oh, Malahem Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Kiva argues with the Chachamim. And he quotes, don't you admit to me, In other words, didn't we hear from the earlier generations, we have a tradition that this is the din, so how can you dispute this tradition? Don't you admit, if you leave an Arab in a cave, you don't say the whole cave, even though the cave is a makam mukam mechitzis, you don't say the whole cave is considered the kedal alam's dam, and then you have alpai mam around it. You only have, wherever you left your box of matzahs for the Arab, you have dal alam's around that, then you have alpai mam around that. So Omrullah, so what did the Chachamim answer? Yes, there is such a tradition, but that's only a Masai. It's on Shein Badiurim if nobody lives there. Abu Yesh Badiurim, then I treat the whole cave, I treat the whole city as Dalarams. So don't you see Beferish and the Mishnah that if nobody lives there, even the Rabban and the Rabbi Kiva agree to Rabbi Kiva that if you leave your box of matzahs there, you don't treat the whole city, you don't treat the whole cave as Dalarams. How can Rabbi Loza the Amira disagree with Shmuel? What Shmuel said is Beferish and the Mishnah. The Rabbanon are only makel to, when you leave your Erev, I leave a box of matzahs in the city for an Erev Tchumen, I treat all city Kedal Ramas only if it's a near Yushev, if people live there. But the Rabbanon admit to Rabbi Akiva, if it's a near Charev and nobody lives there, so you only have the Dal Ramas with the Alpai Mamarat. You don't treat the whole city as Dalit. So that's the Gemara's Kasha. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Meisvei. Rabbi Akiva is quoting the Mishnah on Amanal. Don't you admit there must have been a tradition from earlier generations? So the answer back, yeah, there is such a tradition. That's if anybody or if nobody lives there. So the Gemara, that's the quotation. So the Gemara says, so what do you see from the Mishnah? If nobody lives there, then the Rabbanon are asking with Rabbi Akiva that you don't treat the whole city as if it's Kedal Aram's Dam. So how can Rabbi Lozer disagree? We don't accept Rabbi Akiva, he's too machmir, we accept the Rabban. But the Rabbanon said in the Mishnah, it's only people live there, if nobody lives there, you don't see the whole city is Kedal Aram. How can Rabbi Loza be makel that even a Rishus HaYoch and a Mora, where nobody lives there, is also Kedal Aram? How can it be itzlach against the Mishnah? Obey Mediur and Modulei, and for the Gemara, Rabbi Loza reads the Mishnah differently. It doesn't depend whether Yesh Bediur and Arein Bediur. He says, even Ein Bediurim, I treat all Rishus HaYochid like Dal Aram's done. What does mean? What does the Mishnah mean? Ein but the urine. You don't treat it kedal rams means that it's not roi ledira. What do you mean it's not roi ledira? So Shulchan Aruch, they give you an example. They quote from the Rishonim here. It means that let's say you have a maora and it's so low, the roof is so low, it's too uncomfortable. Maybe little children can crawl around over there, but adults can't walk there. So the place is simply not roi ledira. So if the mokum is not roi ledira, if it's roi ledira, even if nobody lives there, Rab Lozer is mekel, and we pass him like Rab Lozer. And Shulchan Aruch, we're mekel, whenever there's a machlekes in Erevin, even Erevin Tchumen, we're mekel. But if the mokum is roi ledira, even though the mice and nobody lives there, so then, if it's roi ledira, even though no one lives there, then Rab Lozer is mekel.
That's the roi ledira.
If it's let's say you have buildings in a city, let's say the Jews used to live in the Bronx. Then everybody ran away from the Bronx. The grass was green. Then they have buildings that are empty. They have a whole, let's say you have a whole area where you have buildings, a nice area. Nobody lives there. You have a more where people could live there. The mice, they live in houses. Anaroi ledira means it's too low. The buildings are smashed down. It's dilapidated. It's not fixed up. So no one would want to live there. So if it's not Roy Ladira, then Rab Lozer is maskim with Shmuel, that the Rabbanim would not be makel. But if the location is Roy Ladira, even though nobody lives there, so then he claims that the Rabbanim of the Rabbi Akiva would be makel.
The place without a house on it would still be Roy Ladira?
Yeah. Adira, not Adira, I'm sleeping Adira. For other Ishtamshas, it's also called Roy Ladira, yeah.
But the
mice of
the guy is there. So why don't we say it's
Roy Ladira
by the mere fact that he's there?
No, if he sleeps there, Leil Shabbos, they all agree. If I sleep in an area that's Mukaf Mechitzah, so the whole Mukaf Mechitzah is Kedal Ram's dummy. That they all agree. The whole Machleg is only as I left the box of matzahs there. So if I left the box of matzahs in the middle of a city where you have millions of people living there, but I don't live there and I didn't sleep there Friday night, that was the Machleg is the Mishnah, Rebbe Kiva, and Rabban. So now the Shaila is, so we are Mekel like the Rabban and the Rebbe Kiva. I leave my box of matzahs in the middle of a big city, so the whole city is Kedal Ram's. What happens is this whole city is a ghost town. People used to live here, and everybody moved away. And now Lamaisa, no one lives here. But it's a Mokam Aroy Ladira, but Lamaisa, nobody's there. So that's the Machlekes. Rabbi Yudah Mashmul is Machmir. that the Rabbanon are only in disagreement with Akiva if there is Dira. That's how it says in the Mishnah. If there are Diurim there, but if the Emas of his Manche Emba Diurim, then you only have Alpai Mamarad Babel Yeshba Diurim, then you have the whole Mokam Mukif is Kedal Ramas, and you have Alpai Mamarad around that. And Rav Lozer is Mekel, even if I leave my Erev in a location where Mamish nobody lives there at all, but it's a Mokam Arayla Dira, so he's either Mekel or not to treat the whole Mokam Mukif like a Kedal Ramas. So there's no raif in the Mishnah. They thought that the Mishnah was a beferish, a raif, beferish against Rav Lozer. So Rav Lozer says, no, it doesn't mean in the Mishnah, ain't badira means it's not royal adira. Craig Digmar, but we have a braisa. We have a braisa that seems to contradict Toshma. We have a braisa that seems to contradict Rav Lozer. What does it say? Shavas bi'ir, this tiny, by the tiny letter base, and that's on the chalafim base. Shavas bi'ir means he slept over in the city. Friday night, he slept over in the city. See, you don't need, there are two kinds of eruvei tumin. One eruv tumin, I leave a box of matzah, I leave a jar of gefilte fish, whatever, jar of pickles. Even though I don't go there on Friday night, I'm not there. Then the other kind is ma'arev baraglov. He goes there himself and he sleeps overnight. So whenever you ma'arev baraglov, that's stronger. Take, for example, we already learned earlier in the third parak, I think. We paskin e ma'arev nevda ledvar mitzvah. You're only allowed to make an eruvei tumin to go up chutz l'apai mama. Why do you want to go chutz l'apai mama? So if there's a chacham who's going to give a drasha, drasha chacham, so b'makam mitzvah you're allowed to go. Stam, he wants to have a class reunion to shmooze about the latest news, about the latest scandals, whatever, talk lashon hara. So then the Gemara says, the Erev Tchumen does know. Erev Tchumen is only good if he made it to the Dvar Mitzvah. So then there's a machlekes, Rashi and Taisus himself, him, what if not that he left a box of matzahs or a jar of pickles there? He walked over, he slept overnight over there. He's ma'arev beregel. That's better than Erev Tchumen, you're represented by your Moshe Shteisus. He goes there in person. So Rashi himself seems to hold that if you walked there beregel, if Shabbos, he slept overnight there, even if it's Lidvar Hashus, is also good. He's mamish there. So that's, for sure, that's stronger. Shabbos.
He changed his residence.
Yeah, even for a day. Yeah. That's stronger. Everyone agrees that's stronger. Take Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, if Shabbos, if I slept overnight in the place, then the whole city, as big as it is Kedal Razdam, and I have Alpai Mamara. And if I just left the box of matzahs, Rabbi Akiva says, you don't say the whole city is Kedal. We don't pass like Rabbi Akiva on that. But you see from Rabbi Akiva, for sure, that Shabbos, if he slept overnight, it's stronger. So here you have a brice also, it says Shabbos. He's going to make a contrary. Shabbos the ear, if I slept overnight Friday night in this city, I feel that he could do it, come to Yuchio, even if it's a gigantic city, as big as whatever this... Antioch, some gigantic city, or if Shabbos, the word Shabbos goes on the next line also. Shabbos b'ma'ora, he slept overnight Friday night in a cave. Afila hikimaris titkio amelech, a gigantic ma'ora. Rashi tells you the chapter in Yirmiyah, chapter Nun Beis, that titkio amelech had a gigantic ma'ora. When you go into Yudim and Etzel, they always show you that cave, the way he escaped from Yerushalayim. Okay, so it's a gigantic cave. So even if it's a gigantic cave, so the halacha, it's one big gigantic rishus hayachid, and he slept over there. So the whole thing is kedal ramzan. You have alpai mama in all directions. Mahalacha is kula. The whole thing is kedal ramzan, as big as it is. V'chutzal alpai mama. Then you have more. So the shaila is this talking? It says shavas beir or shavas b'ma'ora. It means that people live in the city. Normally, a city is inhabited. Normally, a ma'ora is not inhabited. So the Brisa seems to be saying two cases, Shavas, whether Shavas Ba'ir or Shavas Ba'ma'ora doesn't make a difference. And it sounds from the Brisa it's only Shavas. We're only Mekel, that the whole thing is considered Kedal Ramzan, then you have Chutzala, Pai Mama, only Shavas if you slept over. If you left the Erev there, it sounds like we wouldn't be Mekel. So whose opinion is this? So it sounds like it's like Rabbi Akiva. Because according to the Chachamim, even if you leave your Erev in a box of matzahs, the Erev Eit Chumen in the middle of a big city, is also the whole city's Kedal Ramas, and you have Chutzalo Alpai Mama. So why does it only say Shabbos B'ir Afilu Higdoilo Kemoshihi, the whole thing is Kedal Ramas, and you have more? But if you need a Erev, now it sounds like it's Alib Erev Akiva. That's what I was going to try to Zet sign. Who sheet the Brisa doesn't have any name attached to it. Is it Rabbi Akiva Shita? Or is it the Chachamim Shita? So the Gemara wants to know the ear in the Ma'ara. Usually a city is inhabited. Usually Ma'ara is not inhabited. Usually. So the Shaila is what's. So the Gemara says, Katani ear dumi de Ma'ara. The Brisa puts the two together, has the same thing. So the Gemara thought it must be that the ear is similar to the Ma'ara. In what way? Ma'ara chareva. Normally nobody lives in a Ma'ara. Afir is also chareva. Nobody lives in the city. And the Brisa says, if Shabbos be, if you slept overnight in the city, then you have the whole city, the city that's Chareva, then the whole city is Kedalat Amistam. But if you only left your box of matches there in the city because it's Chareva, so the whole thing is not Kedalat Amistam. So that's what Shmuel said. That's against Rabbi Loza. So the Gemara says, doesn't this Brisa contradict Rabbi Loza? Again, Katani ir, Dumi Demara, that's what the Gemara thought. The two cases at the Brisa give Shabbos beer, Shabbos Mamor, this is probably similar, just like in the Mara, nobody lives, Mamor, Chareva, nobody lives in the Mara, Afir is Chareva, nobody lives there. And at Brisa seems to say Shabbos, said Hini Achlo, the only time you have this Kula, the whole city is Kedalam, because he slept overnight, but if he leaves the box of matzah, it's there, Toignish. So that supports Shmuel, unless you tell me that the whole Brisa goes according to Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, Mani, whose opinion is it? Is it Rabbi Akiva, is it Rabban? Elaim Rabbi Akiva, if you're going to try to press that it goes according to Rabbi Akiva, so why does it have to say Chareva? It didn't say Chareva in the Brisa, but it said ear and Ma'ara. So that led us to believe that the ear is similar to the Ma'ara, just like nobody lives in the Ma'ara normally. So it's probably talking about a near Chareva that nobody lives there. So the Gemara says, if it's going according to Rabbi Akiva, why did the Brisa have to tell me a Ma'ara? If Shabbos Ba'Ma'ara, Banan Hini Chereb Ba'Ma'ara. Only because the ear is Dumya, the Ma'ara, that it's all Chareva. Afila Yeshiva Nami. Even if the city is inhabited, Yeshiva means even an inhabited city, Rabbi Akiva will still make the distinction between Shabbos or Hini Chereb. That if you slept overnight in the location, the whole location is Kedal Ram's Dummy, then you have Chutzal Alpayim Amo. And if you didn't sleep overnight, even Mamish in a big city, you just left an Arab there, you only have Alpayim Amo on your box of matzahs. So why does it say only an ear that's Chareva, that's what it sounds like, only an ear that's Chareva, then a distinction between sleeping overnight and leaving the box of matzahs. So it must be that the Brisa doesn't go according to Rabbi Akiva. Brisa is following the Rabbana's opinion. That if it would be an inhabited city, you wouldn't have to sleep overnight. Even if you leave a box of matzahs, it would be good. You would have the whole city. But if it's not an inhabited city, and you only left a box of matzahs, then it's no good. Then you don't say the whole city is cut off. No, so that's what Rabbi Yudah said in the name of Shmuel. So this Brisa, after kvetching pshat and the Brisa seems to contradict Rabbi Lozer Shita. That's the deal. Okay, Lalav, Rabbanon. The Brisa cannot go like Rabbi Kida, must go like Rabbanon. And the only reason why he has the whole city is because time of the Shabbos he slept over. Shabbos in. But if he left the box of matzahs, lo, that's what Shmuel said, that if he leave the box of matzahs in the near Chareva has mechitzas around and around it, but nobody lives there, so that's toignish. And halacha l'maisa, we pass like Rabbi Loza. Whenever there's machlekes, even machlekes amarayim, in Hilchas Erev, and we're meikel. So we're meikel like Rabbi Loza. So the Gemara has a problem here. How can you follow Rabbi Loza's sheet? He's contradicted by Brisa. The Gemara's going to have to save him. The Gemara doesn't want to make a tiyufta against Rabbi Loza, because we pass like Rabbi Loza over here. So the Gemara says, lo teima ir dumi demora. It doesn't say beferish in the Brisa that the city is not inhabited. That was our interpretation. We said, since the Brisa gives two cases, Shabbos beer, Shabbos ba'mara, and usually a ma'ara, nobody lives there, so we're interpreting the ear as an ear chareva. Everybody moved out of the area. So Mar says, no, loitema, don't reap shot ear dumi demara, that the city is similar to the cave. Nobody lives in the city. It's an ear chareva. Everybody moved out. Nay, zog farker. The mor is dumi the ear. My ear yeshiva. And ear normally means that it is inhabited, so the mor is also inhabited. So the city is inhabited. And still makes a distinction between Shabbos and Hiniach Erev. Why? So the Brisa goes like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, Yamar, Ein Lala Mavokan Rupa, La Pai Mamo. Or B'Shabbos, Maide, Rabbi Akiva would admit, the only time Rabbi Akiva disagrees with the Rabbanon is if he leaves a box of matzahs there in the city. But if he sleeps overnight, that's better. Craig B. Gemara, what are you hacking? How can you tell me that the Brisa is talking that the city is inhabited? And the Ma'ara is inhabited. Where do you have it? It says, "Hafilu k'Ma'ara Sidkiyo." Ma'ara Sidkiyo was not inhabited. That was a tunnel to run out of Yerushalayim. to save his life. That was not, no, they didn't have any deer, they didn't have any apartments there. Frank the Gemara, how come Marsik Yoktani? Even a Mara, even a Mara like Marsik Yoktani, nobody lives in Marsik Yoktani, he only used it to escape. Gemara says, no, the Bryce only means Kamar Sitkiyo in size. It means Kamar Sitkiyo, but look Kamar Sitkiyo, it's Kamar Sitkiyo Gedola. It just means that it's gigantic, even if it's very large, the whole thing is Kedala Amzdam. However, below Kamar Sitkiyo, Yilu Hasim Chareva Hacha Yeshiva Shem. So the Gemara saved Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar is not contradicted by the Mishnah, and nor is he contradicted by the Bryce, since he's entitled to his opinion. So once he's entitled to his opinion, so that's what the Rishonim assumed, that we pass like Rabbi Lazar. That's the last line in the Aperik. Just leis nechosh l'hod Rabbi Akiva. We don't pass like Rabbi Akiva, because kol haloch yidav ha-mekel be'erev. So we don't pass like Shmuel either when he disagrees with Rabbi Lazar. We pass like Rabbi Lazar. We're mekel on this. You only have a right to be mekel if there's at least a legitimate shita. You got to know... you have to look in Shulchan Aruch to see what a legitimate shita. So here, this was a machlekes Rabbi Akiva in the Rabbanon. So we'll make like the Rabbanon, then you have a machlek of Shmuel and Rebbe Lozen. So make like Rebbe Lozen. Can't just say with your eyes closed, well, whenever there's any shaila, you go to Kula. You have to know that there's an opinion like that. Okay. The next parak we spent a lot of time on, we learned most of the topics. Maybe we'll go to Perak Chaloyin. We started part of Perak Chaloyin last week. Maybe we'll start over here. Ayin Ches on the base is a cheerful topic. Because the first daf we did parts of it last week. The beginning we did. The Mishnah Ayin Ches on the base goes like this. Let's say you have two chatzeres, one next to the other. This is my house, and this is my chatzer. And this is a chreis, your house. Okay. This is your house and this is your chatzah. And I have some things in my chatzah, you have things in your chatzah. So strictly speaking, you can carry from. So the min ha-Torah, there are mechitzas around the house, and mechitzas around the chatzah. These are all rishus ha-yachitz. So min ha-Torah can carry from my house to your house. We're talking about a takana Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech made a takana in the beginning of the second parak. The baskol came out and was maskim ha-yodai, that you're not allowed to carry from my house to your house without making an erev chatzeres together. What do you mean? What do you need in Erev Chatzeres? Because there's one family. My family lives in this house, and your family lives in this house. So since there's a chiluk of the diurim, different people live there. So this is considered Rishus HaYochid A, and this is considered Rishus HaYochid B. It's a different family. What about the chatzah? Nobody lives in the chatzah. What about the gag? Nobody lives in the gag. What about the mavuas? So we pass them like the Tana, the Mishnah, and Perik called Gagos, Pei Tesem, and we pass like Reb Shimon. Chatzeres, kapifas, mavuas, anything other than the batim where the people actually live. The gagas, everything is all mishusacha. So you can carry from my chatzah to your chatzah, there's no problem. So what is the Mishnah hacking about making an erev chatzeres from my chatzah to your chatzah? You're allowed to carry without an erev chatzeres. No, the answer is, he wants to carry from the house to the chatzah. He wants to carry from the house to the chatzah, and then from this chatzah to this chatzah. You're allowed to carry from this chatzah to this chatzah. Kelem sheshavsa b'chatzah. But if in the middle of Shabbos, he's going to carry... He can carry from his house to his chatzah. That's not a problem. It's all owned by him. And now you want to carry the thing that started in the house before Shabbos began. The sefer was in his house. You want to carry into my chatzah. That you're not allowed to do unless they make an erev chatzeres. So we learned last week the klal is you can only make an erev chatzeres, number one, if the two batim are contiguous to each other, or the two chatzeres are contiguous to each other. And number two, you have to have a pesach in between. If you have to stick your hand out through the window and put it back into the other window, and there's no Pesach, if you have a door that's locked, but if you'll open the door, you can go from one to the other, fine. So then you can make Rotz Marvin Echad, Rotz Marvin Shnayim. There's a wall that separates, let's say, there's a wall that separates your Chotzer from my Chotzer. That was the previous Mishnah. Kaisel. That was on Ayin Vavim. You have a Kaisel Shebein Shtei Chatzeres. Gavoy Asar Tvachim. And you have a doorway in the Kaisel. Or the Kaisel is missing. So if the Kaisel is missing for a distance of at least 4 Tvachim. If you have less than 4 tefachim, it's too narrow, so that's not called a pesach. In order to be chayv and mezuzah, you have to have an opening that's at least 4 tefachim. Fat people can squeeze through, but little children, skinny people can squeeze through. So the minimum size to be called a pesach, to be chayv and mezuzah, and to be considered a pesach here is 4 tefachim wide and 10 tefachim tall. So if you have two chatzeres, one next to the other, and you have a wall separating in between, and you have an opening over here where it's missing, where the wall is missing, to a width of 4 tefachim to the height of 10 tefachim. So then they have an option. If they want, they can make a separate Arab. All the people that live over all about them, and they can make their own Arab, because there is a wall that separates them between. If there would be a gap in the wall of Yes and Yes or Amis, Yes and Yes is a Pirtza. So Pirtza, you don't have Alpidin is no Mechitza. Even though it's 1,000 Amis distance, and you're only missing 15 Amis in the middle, so it's only Mubal Aparis. But if the Pirtza is Yes and Yes or Amis, that's considered like there's no Mechitza at all. We ignore the fact that it's Amid Mubal Aparis. So then you can only make one Arab together. They don't have an option of making separate Arab the people here and separate Arab the Chassidus people here. Unless they want to make a Tzuras HaPesach, what we call in Yiddish an Arab. And the Mishnah is an Arab means the box of matzah, so the jar of pickles, whatever it is that you put aside, that's the Arab Chassidus. And in common usage, we call the Arab the two poles with the string that the Gemara refers to as the Tzuras HaPesach. So if you have a gap of Yes and a Yes, where the wall fell down, so if you put a Tzuras HaPesach there, so then it's optional now. If you want, you can make one Erev together, because it has an opening of more than 4 tefachim that people can walk through. It has an opening of 11 Amis that people can walk through. And if you want, you can make separate, because there's a Tzuras HaPesach here. So if you did a Tzuras HaPesach, as a Mechitza. So all the people on this side can make one, Erev Chatzeres, and all the people here can make one Erev Chatzeres if they want. So here the Mishnah is talking another thing. The previous Mishnah was there are two Chatzeres, one next to the other, with a wall separating. Here, the two Chatzeres with a ditch separating in between, all the way from one end to the other. The ditch is 10 tefachim deep. If it's less than 10 tefachim deep, it's not going to be a mechitza. And the ditch has to be 4 tefachim wide. If the ditch is not going to be 4 tefachim wide, so then the sudden drop, the ground goes like this, then it goes down. So this sudden drop is 10 tefachim straight, only constitutes a mechitza if it's contiguous to a makam. A makam has to be dalet tefachim, a minimum dalet tefachim and dalet tefachim. So if the makam on the bottom of the ditch, the ground level on both is like this, then it goes down. So if the ground level on the floor is dalet tefachim al dalet tefachim, it's going to be dalet tefachim wide and many amis long, the whole distance between the one chatza, many amis, 1,000 amis, but it's going to be dalet tefachim long. So then the drop, the sudden drop on either side, constitutes a mechitza. So they can only make separate Erev. They can't make an Erev together. There's no Pesach. There's no common ground. There's no way to go from. You can jump over. It's not so wide. It's only 4 tefachim. 4 tefachim is you can. You don't even have to jump so far. How much is 4 tefachim? 1, 2, 3, 4. The whole gap is only like this. That's all you need. So. Even though it's only 4 tefachim across, you can easily walk over. You don't even have to jump so much. But still, since Al Tidin, there's no Pesach between the two, so you cannot make one Erev together. So that's the Mishnah. Charitza ben shtei chatzeres, amak yud, is 10 tefachim deep, and it's a sudden drop, so that can constitute a mechitza. But Roch Abdalid, and the ditch is 4 tefachim wide, if the ditch wouldn't be 4 tefachim wide, then the drop wouldn't be considered a mechitza. It's only mechitza if it's makif amakom. And a makam is the minimum size of dalet al dalet tefachim. So the din is ma'avin shnayim ve'im ma'avin echad. The people on this one side, people on this chatza can make a separate erev, and they on the other side can make a separate erev. They can't, even if they want to, they can't make an erev together because there's no pesach between. It's like a rishus ha'yachid on North America, the rishus ha'yachid South America. I live on one side of the street, you live on the other side of the street, and we're going to throw things through the window. We're not, they have to be contiguous to each other. There's no contiguity. They're not touching over here. They have to touch, and there has to be a Pesach. Here, they're not touching. Yeah. What happens if the ditch is filled up with hay that you feed to the horses, or you filled it up with potatoes or something? Afilu mole kash o tevin. Even if you filled up the ditch in the middle with hay or with straw, that's Roy Lamaichel Behemah. So since there's a possibility they'll take it out in the middle of Shabbos, so one could argue the point. Let's say there's water in between. Let's say you have the two chatzeres, and then there's a deep ditch, and then it's all filled up with water. So where do you consider the ground level? So the Magen Mishnah on the side of the Rambam says you can't walk on the water. If you're going to start walking on the water, you're going to fall down on the bottom. So the ground level is the bottom of the water. So since the ground level is the bottom of the water, so you have the walls on either side of the ditch, so these are mechitzas. Even though much of the mechitzas submerged under the water is okay. And I tell the whole mechitza is submerged on the water is good. But there are bottom, there's a din, you have to have at least a little bit of mechitza of the 10 tefachim should be protruding above the water. And I tell you, even if the whole mechitza is below the water, even if there's a flood, and the flood went over, no part of the walls is protruding above the puddle, above the flood. Menatar, it's still a mechitza, but there are bonnet, it's not a mechitza unless you have a tefach. The top tefach of the 10 tefachim should be protruding above the water. So here the Mishnah has a shaila. What if I filled in the gap, this ditch in between the two chatzeres? Not I filled it up with water. If you fill up with water, you walk on the top, so you're going to fall down to the bottom, so the ground level of the bottom. I filled it up with some straw, and if so much straw that if I walk on the top, I will not fall down. I don't have an indentation. It depends who's walking. If a person weighs 300 pounds, he's going to push down further. If a person weighs 75 pounds, not going to push down so deep. Okay? So let's say, I don't know, so let's say a child will walk on top, and it won't go in so deep, you won't have 10 tefachim on the side. So if the bottom of the ditch is filled in, the bottom of the ditch is filled in, so it's no more a mechitza. So the mechitza is only if someone would walk on top of the hay, the indentation, the sudden drop, would only be 3 tefachim or 5 tefachim. So the bottom part is stuffed up already. So you don't have a mechitza anymore. So l'choria, I should say, is considered one big reshus hayochid. So it says in the Mishnah, no. Afilu mole kasho tevin. Even if there's something there stuffing up the bottom, and the ground level is on not on the bottom of that ditch, it's on the top of the hay, because if people will walk there, they'll stay on the top. And when they walk on the top, the drop, the sudden drop, is not no longer 10 tefachim, it's only 3 tefachim or 5 tefachim. So it says it doesn't matter. Since he didn't leave the kasha, the tevin, there permanently, so it's not mevatel mechitza. That's a chiddush. Because right now I don't have a mechitza. Right now I filled it up. That's a chiddush. That's a shaila. Is that a din derais or is that a din derabonim? This din. Because right now, lemaisa, I don't have a mechitza. When you have water, so the ground level of the water is considered the bottom of the water because you can't walk on top of the water. But if you have hay, Tevin or Kash, you can walk on the top. So you can walk on the top. The ground level is over here. So where do you have a mechitza of 10 tefachim? The ground level is so high, and the drop on the sides is only 3 tefachim, 5 tefachim. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes Halacha Lamaisa. He quotes the Tosfos later on the next daf that the whole din in the Mishnah is only a chumer midirabbanan. On the level of, with the whole din we're talking about is the Takana Shleim HaMelech. The whole relevance is for Takana Shleim HaMelech. Can you make one error? Can you make two error? But this aspect of the din, this aspect is also the Rabbanon. Not only the whole institution of Eruv v'Chatzeres is only the Rabbanon, only needed the Rabbanon. This aspect is only the Rabbanon. On the level of the Raisa, if you have a ditch that you filled up with whatever, and the ground level now is on top of the thing, you can't walk to the bottom unless you empty it out. So you don't have a mechitza anymore. You adjust mabatla mechitza. So the whole din in the Mishnah, that if you filled it up with mole kasha teven, that it's since the kasha teven is Michael Behema, and it's not mukze, Rebbe is either Michael or the Michael Behema is not mukze on Shabbos, and since it's not mukze, he may decide to take it all out. He didn't take it out; it's still there. So Tosfos says later, the Mishnah Berurah Paskin is like that opinion. Tosfos that the whole din in the Mishnah is only a chumim midirabbanan, that I treat it like two. I treat it like separate. On the level of the rice, it's really one big chutz. When there's a machlek, is he paskin l'kula? No, but here there's no machlek. The Tanoi made such a takana, the Rabbanim. This is the way they set it up. They said, even though in HaTorah, it's one big reshus, with the Rabbanim, we don't treat it as one reshus. We don't allow them to make an Erev together. Since you could have, since this, the Tevin or Kash that's in the ditch is not mukta, and they may decide to take it all out on Shabbos, it's muta l'taltalo. And if they'll take it out on Shabbos, you have mechitzas. Even though you didn't take it out, you're going to leave it the whole Shabbos. So we treat it as if it were taken out, and we treat it as if it's a separate reshus, and you can't. It's not going to help to make one error by both. But what if they filled up the ditch, mile ofer otzroros? What if they filled up the ditch with sand? So there's no more ditch? Or stones, pebbles. They took a sack of sand, and they took a sack of pebbles, and they filled it up in the middle. So if they decided the two shutfim, I live over here, you live over here, we decided we don't want a ditch. The children are always falling in. The balls are falling to the bottom. Their candies are falling to the bottom. No more ditch. We're going to fill it up and we're going to leave it permanently. So there's no chiddush. So they're pshita like that. If they filled up the ditch, that you don't want to have a ditch anymore. So Avada is considered one big ground level. The Chiddush in the Mishnah is they put Ofer Atzror Estam. They weren't thinking one way or the other, whether they are going to take it out, they're not going to take it out. So the Mishnah seems to hold that if you put sand or pebbles, Stam, without thinking one way or the other, whether you plan to take it out or not, so then it's considered Batel Agabi, it's considered part of the ground, and it's considered one big Rishus. You no longer consider this a mechitza separating in between, and then the din would be marvin echavei marvin shnayim. They can only make one big eruv altogether. They can't make a separate eruv for them and a separate eruv for them. So the Gemara is going to continue. The Gemara is going to discuss these dinim in the Mishnah. So let's see. Let's see in the Gemara. The tevin loichai. It's the first half of the Mishnah was if you have the ditch in between. You have the ditch in between the two chatzeres, my chatzer and your chatzer, and we put in tevin. So it says, since the Tevin is Michael Behemi, you may take it out in the middle of Shabbos. So Midi Rabbanon, Taisa says, it's only Midi Rabbanon. Midi Rabbanon, I treat it as if it's not there. And Midi Rabbanon, I treat it like I still have the mechitzas here. The sudden drop on either side of the ditch is considered as if it's still present. Freg di Gemara, what does it mean? I consider it as if the Tevin had been removed. Since the hay or the straw is Maicha Behema, and you can take it out in the middle of Shabbos, so even though it's still there, so the ground level is one. You don't have a drop anymore of Ten Tefachim. But since it's not Mukts and you can take it out, so consider as if it's not there. Is that true? You consider as if it's not there? But we had it then. If the fellow we just said, the Bryce in the first pair, fell asleep on Friday afternoon in the middle of a farm. He's traveling, and it's getting late, Shkia time. So he makes Kiddush and eats, and eventually goes to sleep. Then he wakes up in the morning, and he sees that the farm is there. He decided to fall asleep there. It's surrounded with bundles of hay. The bundles of hay are in such an arrangement that it constitutes a mechitza, ten tefachim tall. See, the bundles of hay are not mukta, it's Michael Behema. So they may take down the bundles of hay to feed the animals. And nonetheless, it says beferish, a bundle of hay is considered a mechitza. So you don't say, just because you can feed it to the animals, it's considered as if it's not there. So why do you say over here, since you can feed it to the animals, it's considered as if it's not there? That's the Gemara's kasha. V'tevin loichayitz, if you leave straw or hay, that's Michael Behema. So you consider it as if it had been removed. You don't consider it as if it blends in with the ground. Ibaha nam kanan, but we have a Mishnah. Matvein shebeit shtei chatzeres. You have my chatzer and your chatzer, and we all piled up hay. And the hay goes from, here's my chatzer and your chatzer, and we piled up hay over here. So high, 10 tefachim high. So it separates between the two chatzeres, and there's no way to go from one chatzer to the other. It's very easy. You can take down some of the bundles of hay. It's not muktzah. You can take it to feed it to them. But you didn't take it down. So since the two chatzeres are separated with this mechitza, so ma'arvin shnayim ve'im arvin echad. They can make a separate erev. They cannot make an erev together because you have this wall separating in between. But you just said over here that since hay is not muktzah, you can feed it to the behemoth, so it's not batel agav the ditch. You don't say that it blends in with the ground. So why don't you say over here the hay is considered kamisha, you know? And if they want, they can make one erev. Why do you say if there's stacks of hay in the middle, in between, that it constitutes a mechitza? And for the Gemara, that's not a kasha. If you have stacks of hay, I fell asleep on a farm and I wake up in the morning Shabbos and I see it surrounded with bundles of hay. It's a mechitza. I have, this is my chutz and this is your chutz, and bundles of hay happen to be in between. If the bundles of hay are arranged in such a way that it's 10 tefachim tall above the ground, a mechitza is a mechitza. Mechitza shenasas me'elo is also a mechitza. We're not talking about a mechitza. I'm Mishnah, we're talking under myself. You have a mechitza. The mechitza is the sudden drop because you have dalat tefachim across. So the sudden drop on each side of this ditch constitutes a mechitza. The only shaila is, but I filled in the gap with hay. So if I filled it in, so the ground level is on top of the hay. Ground level is on top of the hay, so there's no more mechitza. Mechitza is not the hay. The mechitza is the drop. So if you filled up the ditch with hay, so that's the diun in the Mishnah. Is that mevatel mechitza? Water is not mevatel mechitza. Because the ground level of the water is where you can walk, on the bottom of the water. But the hay, you can walk on top of the hay. So should I say that's mevatel mechitza? So that's what the Mishnah says. No, since the hay can be removed because it's not mukta, so that's not mevatel mechitza. It's a different... That's what he says. Le'inya mechitza, if you're discussing whether the hay serves a mechitza, everybody agrees it is. kolam la plig da havi mechitza. Avlinya chatzitza, but there's a different deon here. You say that the hay is mevatel, the mechitza that's there, it blends into the ditch, and it comes out that the ground level is on top, so there's no mechitzas at all. So that's what the Mishnah says. Ibatle, if you plan to leave the hay there permanently, chayitz, the ilay batle lo chayitz. If you didn't mevatel hay, then it doesn't blend in. What do you mean ibatle? How do you translate ibatle? If he's mevatel the hay there, he plans to leave it indefinitely. How does he mevatel it? So Rashi writes for Omar. See the Rashi, four lines from the bottom of the Ayin Ches on the base. Ibatle lehed yeba Omar lo shakil na le mihacham. If he says, so that's what the Mishnah Brura points out, that there's a machlekes harishanim here. The Rashi and other Rishonim say it only blends into the part of the ground if he mevatel it b'peh. And he quotes Rabbi Nachman and says, even mevatel b'lev, if you just think that you're going to leave the hay there indefinitely, you're going to leave it there permanently, it's also called batle. The Gemara doesn't say the phrase batle, bitl b'peh, or bitl b'lev. That's the Mishnah Brura quotes a machlekes harishanim about that. Then on the next Gemara, maybe we'll just introduce it, on the next piece of Gemara, it's the topic that we're discussing here is not only a local topic that's negir to chatzeres how they wanted to. This is negir. Take for example, there's a mace in one room and there's a wall separating between the room where the mace is and this room. So the tumah doesn't go through, but there's a window. The window is a tefach al tefach, and you can tefach al tefach is maybe a satumah. So then you block up the window. Let's say you put glass on the window, so it's chaytis b'fnetim. What if the glass is removed and the window is open? You have an opening of tefach ha-tefach there. So let's say I put a pile of latkes there in the window. So the pile of latkes is latkes on the kabel tumah. Normal latkes on the kabel tumah. So dov ha-makabel tumah is not chaytis b'fnetim. So the Gemara says you have latkes that are not makabel tumah. Shait. It's the Gemara in Bava Basra. Rokik. The sugi of Rokik. I'm daf chof in Bava Basra. So it says Rokik. If you have latkes, food is only mekabel tumah if it had hechshel mekabel tumah. If you rinsed it with one of the zaymashkin. So we're talking a case that he made latkes, he didn't use water and he didn't use shemen zayis. He used the fruit juice, whatever. He was made peiros. So the latkes are not mekabel tumah. So if they're edible, if they're roi l'achila, so then the guy's not going to leave it there permanently. The only time something is memayit and mechalon, it says mechalon is if you plan to leave it there permanently. So that's Ula's din. If you have food that's edible, unless the food is spoiled, the nifsim achila. If it's roi l'achila sabeheima evaita, you'll feed it to the dogs. Not roi l'achila sodom, it's not roi l'achila sabeheima. So then it'll be choytzitz bifnei atuma. So that's nageya din. Then it's a din in the first perik in Sukkah. A Sukkah, the tzchach is l'mayla nasir mama, so the whole Sukkah is no good. So that's the guy has tzchach that's 20 and a half amas. So it's a half an amma too tall. So he doesn't want to change the whole sukkah, he wants to lower the whole sukkah, it's too difficult. So just take a couple of mattresses in from the house, put the mattresses in the sukkah, and he made the floor higher. So now the sukkah is within Esrei Mama. So the Gemara says, is that acceptable or not? So the Gemara says, no good. If he puts karmic sauces, he doesn't plan to leave the karmic sauces there indefinitely. It can rain, it's going to get ruined. He's going to leave it there tonight. He's not going to leave it there the whole 8 days of sukkah. He's not going to leave it there for half a year. So the Gemara says, if you put karmic sauces, that's not the mayit in the halal asukit to declare that the schach is now lamata, the Esrei Mama. What if he'll take sacks of sand and he'll throw the sand on the ground and he decides to leave it there permanently? Fine. Okay, so now the ground level just is raised and now the schach is within Esrei Mama. So then the Gemara has another din. If you have a mace, let's say there's a mace in this room, and let's say the doors are closed. If the doors are open, so the tumah goes through the hallways and it goes into the shul. Let's say the door is closed over here, the door is closed over here. Fine. So the tumah doesn't go. So a kohen is allowed to be upstairs in the shul. Why? Because the ceiling is chaytzis b'fnei tumah. The ceiling is only chaytzis b'fnei tumah. If the mace is laying on the floor and there's a tefach of empty space, there are many tefachim. The mace is on the floor, so there are many tefachim on top. What if you have such a low ceiling and the mace are all piled up one on top of the other, and the top mace is mamish less than a tefach below the ceiling. So the only time you say it's an ohel to be choytzitz b'fnei atuma, the ceiling is called an ohel, and a choytzitz b'fnei atuma if you have a avir tefach in between the mace and the top. So the Gemara says, let's say you have the mace on the floor, and then you take straw, and you fill up the whole room with straw, and on top of the mace, there's straw all over the place. So do you say now you no longer have a tefach on top of the mace? And that's called tumah ritzutzah, so the tumah goes up directly above the mace. Or do you say, no, the straw, I'm not going to leave the straw there indefinitely. I'm going to feed the straw to the bains. I'm going to take it out. So the only time the straw blends in to become part of the structure, part of the building, is if you're going to leave it there permanently. So the Gemara puts together all of these dinim. If the sukkah is l'mayla me'asher mamo, and the mace is in one room, and you want to be soysim b'chalons, you have to put something there in the window that you're going to leave there permanently, and here, by the two chatzeres, and you have the sudden drop, what did you leave in between? Did you leave something going to leave there permanently, or did you put something on there that's only there temporarily, it's not permanently? So all these dinim, hatzara shav shabahem, is you have to leave it permanently. If you're only going to leave it there temporarily, so it doesn't blend in to become botalag of the karka, that it should change the whole structure. So we'll have to discuss this a little further. Okay. One of the regular mishtatzvim in the shir is not well at all. Rabbi Simcha Lent, I remember him from my time in the yeshiva. So the suggestion was made, we should all say Tehillim, and as a refuah, maybe we'll say, maybe we'll say Tehillim, chapter Chav, Perek Chav. למנצח מזמור לדוד ינחו אדוני ביום צרו יסגב חשם אלוהי יעקב וישלח עזוך מקודש ומציון יסדך יזכור כל מין חויסך ויואי לא עושה ידש נעשה לו ייתן לך חיל בבך וכל הצסקה ימלא וערדו בשבוע שכו בשם אלוהי ונתגול ומעלה יד ונוי כל משאלוי שכו עתו יודעתי כי הושיע אדוני משיחו יענה ומשמי קודשו בגבוי עושי אישי ימינו אלה ברכב ואלה בסוסים ואנחנו בשם אדוני אלוהינו נזכיר הם קרו ונפלו ואנחנו קמנו ונשרדות אדוני הושיעו, המלך יעננו, ויהיה קראנו. שברך על הסין אברהם יצחק ויעקב, משה ויעם דוד ושלום, ויבורך ויראתי לסנכוי לשמחה ליהושע בן ואיש של רחל. הקדוש ברוך הוא אמר לרחמנו עלו ולהחלים ולרפוס ולהחזיק ולהחיות ויש לך מהר ופור שלמים מן השמיים לרמח יבור ושעשה גידול. בסוף שיכול לפוס נפש ופורס הגוף. Asked about God, it's not Korean, and I'm not Ramein. Is he up to having visitors? Not yet. Not Shaykh. This week's Aftera has a connection with the Kriya. The Kriya says about Yankel Avinu passing away, and his children are carrying on the tradition that he started. They're all former children, and they're all carrying on the tradition. So the Haftarah has also about David HaMelech. David HaMelech is about to die, and he's leaving at Tzavua, like Yaakov Avinu leaves at Tzavua. David HaMelech is leaving at Tzavua, and then his children and his descendants will be carrying on his tradition for many years to come. That's how the Rebbeinu Shlom tells them. The Malchus Beis David is going to continue until last forever. So it's interesting, in the Haftarah it says, Vayomer Shamalach David HaYisrael HaBoyim Shona, he was the king for 40 years. The first 7 years of the 40 years, he was only king in Hebron, local. And then all of Klal Yisrael accept him as a king, so his malchus was in Yerushalayim for 33 years. So that idea that there's a special status of Malchus Beis David that has to have its central office located in Yerushalayim, that's in the Kriya Satira also, that's in the Parsha also. Yankov Avinu gives each one of the Shvatim a bracha. He gives the bracha to Shevet Yehuda, lo yasi Shevet Yehuda mechoikik mibay raglav. So the Ramban says that's an allusion to this fact that the Iker Malchus should be from Shevet Yehuda. I originally, Shaul HaMelech was appointed, he was from Shevet Binyamin, he wasn't from Shevet Yehuda. So the Ramban quotes a passage from the Talmud Yerushalmi that Shaul's Malchus was never intended, even though the Pesukim sounds like if he would have lived up to the expectations, his Malchus would have lasted forever and ever. So the Ramban claims, based on the passage in Tamim and Shalmi, yeah, he would have been the assistant Melech. He wouldn't have been the chief Melech. The chief Melech has to be in Shevet Yehuda. That's what That's what the Yankov Avinu said. So it's interesting, the Gemara in the end of Sanhedrin has a machlokes of Yechon Reish Lakish. When you do Chalukas Ha'aretz, when you divide Eretz Yisrael L'Shvatim, does it make sense that you draw the border in the middle of a city? Or do you say, no, it doesn't make sense, you have to draw the border either to the right or to the left. Ein chol kemir achas l'shnei shvatim. The Rambam doesn't give any psak on the machlokes because the machlokes was again the days of Yishuv Benun. So my Dahavahavi, what's it going to take? In the beginning of the Baisheni, they never made a chaluk of the Shvati. Only in the days of Yishuv Benun, after the 7 years of conquering Eretz Yisrael, then it took Sheva Shechilku. It took 7 years to divide Eretz Yisrael. It says in Tarach, it took 7 years to conquer Eretz Yisrael, so state in Yeshua. The 7 years to Chilku, that the Gemara has an oral tradition. It took 7 years to divide all of Eretz Yisrael. And until after they divided all of Eretz Yisrael, it didn't have a Kedushas Haaretz. So the first year that there were Mafresh, Shumas, and Maaseres was the 15th year. And the first Shemitah was the 21st year. But the first 14 years didn't count because the Gemara of the Kedushas Haaretz was only at the Gemara of the Kibush, and the Kibush was only completed after they did the Chalukah. So the Chalukah was done already. By the time the Rambam was writing his Sefer, the Chalukah was done a long, long time ago. What you're going to write, you're going to pass on what the din should have been. And the Baal Shem, they didn't make a Chalukah. Vasi Lov, it says in the end of Yecheskel, there's going to be a new Chalukah Haaretz in 13 sections. Not going to correspond to what it was in the days of Yishuv Benun. It's going to be a totally new Chalukah. And the 12th section is going to be for the 12 Shvatim. And the 13th section is going to be for the government. The government's going to take 1/13 of Eretz Yisrael for all the red tape, for all the files and all the forms that have to be filled out in triplicate, whatever. So they're going to need a whole section of Eretz Yisrael for the government offices. So it's going to be a new Chalukah, so it'll be Negea then. So the Rambam doesn't give a psak. The Rambam only writes halachas that a Negea, Kiseder, every day Shaila comes up. The Rambam quotes the Dinam of Hilchas Beis HaMikdash when the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. So you're going to have the dinam are going to be negeh every day, but a din it's only going to be negeh one day. We're going to make the chalukah, so they'll figure it out then. The Rambam doesn't write any tzak, so it's a machlekes in the Gemara whether does it make sense when you're making a chalukah. Does it make sense to divide a city in two? Let's say you drew the border and then there was a city right close to the border, but it kept and the city kept on growing. So it'll often turn out that half of the city will be in one shevet, half of the city will be in the other shevet. That can happen. We have in America also. Cities that started off on one side of the border, then they got so big, so they're on the border. So half of the cities in one state, half of the cities in the other state. Yeah, but the Gemara, that you can have. Machlokes said the Gemara has, does it make sense when you make the initial chalukah? But the chol kimei rachas l'shnei shvatim. So Tosfos asks Akasha and that Gemara, of course chol kimei rachas l'shnei shvatim. Yerushalayim was a divided city, half is b'chalka shal Yehuda, half is b'chalka shal Binyam. So that's what Tosfos says, no, Yerushalayim, they all agree. That has to be divided because Yerushalayim afidin is both the capital of Eretz Yisrael and the makam of the Beis HaMikdash. As makam of the Beis HaMikdash, it has to be B'chal Kishol Binyamin, because that was the bracha that both Yankov Avinu gave to Shevet Binyamin, as well as Moshe Rabbeinu. They both gave the bracha that the Shechinah should be shared B'chal Kishol Binyamin. The Midrashim talk about why. Why was Binyamin Zeche? Why was he different from the others? The Medrash has two different reasons. Why was Binyamin Zeche that the Shechinah should be B'chal Kishol? He didn't bow down, or he was the only one who was born in Eretz Yisrael. Whatever the explanation is. But the Shechinah was only Shara B'chal Kishol Binyamin. And Yerushalayim has to be the capital, so the capital has to be, the offices have to be B'chal Kishol Yehuda. So the Gemara says, Yerushalayim had to be a split city. Half of it had to be B'chal Kishol Yehuda, that the government offices should be there, the Malchus Yehuda should be there, and the other half has to be B'chal Kishol Binyamin, that the Makam HaMizbech should be there. But Akrovus HaKarbonis. So this pasuk in the Haftarah is related to that part of the parsha as well. The David HaMelech's full status as Melech only kicked in after he moved into Yerushalayim. Then that's when his Malchus became what we call the Malchus HaNevcheres. Up until the time that he moved in that. You look in Tanakh, David HaMelech had Mashiach three times. So the Mephoshim break their head. What did he need Mashiach three times? First Shmuel HaNavi didn't know which one to be Mashiach. Then the second time that. The third time was after he moved to Yerushalayim. That was the third Mashiach, apparently. That's when he had the full status of the special status of Malchus Beis David. There are different halachas between Stam Malchus Yisrael and Malchus Beis David. Malchus Beis David has a din. The Melech from the Malchus Beis David has a special halacha that Ein Yeshiva Ba'azara, Ela the Malchus Beis David. So that status, David HaMelech, was only, there was no Beis HaMikdash in the days of David HaMelech. He didn't live long enough to have the ability to sit in the Azara. There was no Beis HaMikdash at that time. But in addition to the connection between the Parsha and the Haftarah about the Tzavua that people give before they die, there's another connection, this connection about the special status of Yerushalayim, that Dovid HaMelech only had his special status of the Malchus HaNefcheres after he moved to Yerushalayim when he was in Hebron. He didn't have that special din yet.
My son David is still in Israel. Where will you be? You'll be giving shiurim?
Yes.
Where?
You're staying in Israel. They're finally going to save money. So instead of putting us up, they're not going to send any deans, they said. They said, and they're going to put us up, instead of putting us up in a hotel, of course, in honor of that. So they're putting us up in the new center. Yeah. So I'm going to have PEP starting from Shabbos till next Shabbos.
All in the group center.
No. I'm going to be traveling around. The first Shabbos I'm going to be in Moshav Beit Meir at OJ, at Rabbi Sisevsky's yeshiva. And every day of the week I'm going to be in a different yeshiva visiting. If you have his email address, I'll send him my schedule.
Rav Willig is also going?
Yeah, he's already there. He went Sunday night.